I'll just point out that we have raised the question of the CPP funding here at these meetings. The general manager has included in his public report and has talked about it on his on-air report, the previous general manager, I should say, and the reports to listeners a couple of times in the past year. And it is, you know, it's an issue. The CPP had two criteria, one which we used to qualify under, and then they raised it, which is the level of financial support, and then we no longer qualify under that one either. So the phase out will be complete at the end of this fiscal year. And unless we can change either the level of financial support we're getting or the number of listeners we attract, and then we would re-qualify.
Is that all five stations?
No, there are two stations, two of the five.
No, just KPFK and KPFK. KPFK has lost a part of it for another reason.
Yes, I know it's for another reason.
Yeah,
thank you. Two of our stations would be on the same time.
But we lose it all.
What time?
I mean, that's the main thing.
You want to spend time?
The money shot. We lose it all.
That's 10 by 5 minutes.
For you. Does it spend any second? Any objections to spending for 5 minutes? Okay.
I just want to make people aware that back in the early 2000s, there was a community advisory board, and they were able to put together a community needs assessment. And as a result of that community needs assessment, KPFK was declared by the CPB to be a underrepresented station and a minority station. And they got a huge grant as a result of that community needs assessment. So I had a conversation before I went up to the PMB in regard to the CPB with the ED. And I was just asked, you know, how can we reinstate our CPD funding? And that's a good item for discussion and a good action item to take up. So hopefully we could, you know, reinstate that funding somehow.
Yeah, and also we have to work with the community advisory board, right? Has to be implemented, whatever is affiliated. I don't know what's going to happen with the cop, but it has to be redone.
So I was removed.
Yeah, no. Well, that's one thing. And also, okay, at the end of the general manager, tomorrow there will be a discussion. If the agenda is approved, one of the motions will be that the executive director present to the Pacific Railway National Board the pool for GM candidates to be hired at any station from the pool of candidates no later than 30 days. So that means, you know, we are moving ahead to try to get, you know, at least, you know, a group of candidates for the radio station. So
for general manager?
For general manager. Yeah, the ones that are missing, right? So and we are missing many others, as well as 1-3 and as well as, you know, PDs. we have all kinds of temporary right now, but interim. Interim, yeah.
Thank you.
We're
at time on this item. So our next item is 11, Committee and Task Force Report. So from the Finance Committee, is that there?
Okay, so the Finance Committee has met a couple of times in the new year. We basically looked at the financials through the for last year, which again, we'll reiterate, last year the station operated in deficit in the red. And through the first quarter, I did circulate and some of the information to what Lawrence has written as well. For the first quarter of the current fiscal year, which is to say October 1st through December 31st of 2013, KPFK was at a slight operating surplus, but not the surplus that it was supposed to be under the budget. Basically, our expenses for payroll are higher than we budgeted. Our expenses for development were higher than budgeted, meaning we were spending a lot of money on premiums, essentially. The budget that was passed by the National Planning Committee, or recommended by the National Planning Committee, the DMB, I guess, and then approved by the DMB, the previous general manager's budget calls for 2 staff cuts, and the eventually approved budget calls for essentially the equivalent of a 3rd cut. Only 1 cut has been made so far, which is the manager position earlier in the year. So we're currently spending more than we are supposed to under the budget. For the first 3 months, we took in a little bit more in listener support than was expected, but that didn't overcome the fact that we were spending a lot more than we expected. So of the 7 units that Lawrence mentioned, the 5 stations, the national office, and the archives, KPFK was the only one that showed a surplus for the first 3 months, but not a sufficient surplus. And the national office and my assessment as well is that we need to reduce expenses and find some ways to increase revenue. So there were 2 motions that were approved by the Finance Committee to try to deal with some of this. And the first one, I would take up, is actually the second one that was passed, the more recent one. The motion of the Finance Committee passed on February 18th meeting moves to the local station board request the interim general manager to immediately convene a process of strategic study and discussion with management, paid and unpaid staff, governance, and listeners regarding the appropriate and sustainable level of staffing for listener-sponsored free speech community radio stations such as KPFK and how to pay for it. This process will address the most effective focus of our expenditures and our staffing assignments in order to successfully fulfill our mission and ensure the sovereignty and growth of the station. This process should begin immediately and should be carried out over the next 3 months with an eye towards reducing expenditures and increasing revenues during the remainder of fiscal year 2014 and in the fiscal year 2015 budget, and towards building the audience and the listener sponsor base of the station. Another goal of the plan should be to guide a 3-year effort to wean ourselves from the incessant on-air infomercial approach to fundraising. We will determine how to concurrently reduce the amount of money spent on premiums and the number of days spent fundraising and pitching on air over that 3-year period, commencing as soon as possible, but no later than the start of the 2015 fiscal year. Management and the local station board will carefully audit the effectiveness of the staffing changes and the fundraising approaches during and between on-air fund drives. We request that management set goals to reduce the duration and increase the effectiveness of on-air fundraising, as well as to promote the development of off-air fundraising. So that's a motion to this body. Hopefully, if we pass it, we'll take it to the general manager, the general manager, and get some action on it. There was a substitute to suggest that the local station board just do this on its own without reference to management. That was defeated, and this is what was adopted.
I'm going to make the same substitute motion here, that the station board convene their own meeting and discussion with listeners and whoever they want, and come up with their ideas and make written recommendations to give to general manager. I think the general manager, staff, and programmers are very busy doing what they do, and they also really have not very much, what's the word that I can kindly say, they don't care much for the LSC, and don't really want to feel like they're having to meet with the LSC. So that's my substitute motion. To take out everything that to request the general manager, the LSC, do whatever they want, make written recommendations to the DM.
Okay.
Fred?
I'll second.
That's a motion. A substitute motion.
Okay.
Michael, to go back to, we've been talking about, I read this wrongly, perhaps, is something we've been talking about for 4 years. It's really, in the words, there's something about a mission-based program, or you've got a mission, that can translate into different portfolios of programs, where program means administrative back office stuff that you do, and it also means content stuff that you do. So you've got a mission, you've got different program portfolio options. There's a cost associated with those options. A selection is made as to what kind of portfolio we want to try to fund and develop in a given year. And then there's tracking as to delivery on those objectives. I don't think that what you, if I may, though, if I'm just 30 seconds, what I see here is words and problems. Big ones are staffing and how to pay for it. I do not see, and here I think Kim and I may agree more than we normally do, I don't see a budgeting and control process here coming from finance to this body. I don't think this will go anywhere. I think you're saying, you're beating your chest again, forgive me, I'm caricaturing this. We're talking about, we know we got a financial problem, we know we got this problem, we know we got that problem. You know, we're calling upon the GM to do something about it. I think we got to do better than that. I find it very hard to support this with any enthusiasm, and I wonder why the committee has not engaged in a more structured manner to put forward a process, a management process that supports our mission-defined responsibilities of holding the general manager accountable for driving the station to residence.
We are at time. Once again, to move.
I'll move to extend 7 minutes.
Are there any of
course on.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections? It was Steve, Michael.
Okay, well, I guess I'm an eternal optimist. And having been in bargaining sessions with management, dealing with billions and billions of dollars in budgets, meeting and conferring seems to be the only road to optimism. So I believe that we have to try something to break
But you're not trying anything. You're just saying let's talk.
Okay, so I'm going to address my comments to the chair.
Forgive me.
So call me an optimist. I also understand about, you know, control and but we have to get somewhere. And right now it's just a state of inertia. And I think there's two visions. There's one vision that says, you know, well, you know, management or they just ain't gonna cooperate, so they're gonna say screw it. I believe that meeting and conferring, it's a process to get to the table and do something.
Thank you, Steve Brooks.
Okay, so my concern about this is that that we're asking the general manager to convene a process that he may not have any interest in and may never get convened and never. So I agree more with Kim in terms of we should just go ahead and do what we need to do and make our recommendations, and if we can create goodwill that way and become a good partner in that manner, that's much more likely than asking the general manager to do something that the history shows us they don't have any faith in us as a partner. So we would have to build that first before that's ever going to happen. We can't just command that they be our partner because they don't have to be. There's no requirement for them to do that. So we can ask them to do this, and if it never happens, then none of this process will ever happen. So I would prefer to see the LSB do its own process and then try to bring other people in, but not make that a part of it. I mean, not a requirement. If they want to participate, that would be great. But if they don't, we can still move forward. So That's my problem with it.
Thank you. Michael?
With due respect to my colleagues, I think that this is the responsibility of management. The management has to manage.
Right.
We do not have the authority over the staff. We represent to management governance. We represent the staff. We represent the listeners. We have the right to call on management to engage with us in the process. You cannot, there's a tendency that people want to cut their way out of this crisis. You can't just cut your way out of the crisis, because as you start cutting, you start cutting into bone. So you have to, the management has to have a collaborative process with the staff and with the government and with the listeners to do what it says here. Now, this might not be detailed enough for you, but that's the point. We're not going to dictate to the management, but we have to say to the management, this is what needs to be done. And in the process of doing this, it gives a time frame, and if the management refuses to do it, then we can take the next steps that might be necessary. But if the management agrees to do it, if the management says it's in the best position to galvanize the staff and to educate the listeners about what the issues and choices are, and to have the process with which governors can participate in a collaborative way to deal with these things.
Thank you.
So, sometimes the perfect thing to the enemy is the good.
Thank you. Lydia?
I agree with both of you. So, and that is to say that actually my concern here is that it's an interim general manager. I don't care who you are. If you think you're only going to be a short time,
right,
then that you don't commit as much, right? But I agree with this as a plan. I don't think you can act in a vacuum. I think you have to interact with the manager. If there's a problem with staff, then maybe that's what we should do, is meet with staff as a whole board in more, not in a Robert's Rules structured environment, but something where we can act more cohesively, and if the staff understood more directly that part of the proposal that has been longstanding now is that there may have to be additional cuts to staff, they're going to start taking it more seriously. That's when my phone rings off the hook. And so I think that they don't understand that we could become the mirrored reflection of some of the stations on the East Coast that are already in that reality. Are there solutions? Absolutely. And I don't think that Michael's proposal steps aside from the fact that we have to have the growth of listenership, and he is completely correct in saying we can't cut our way out of this. And he's completely correct that we have to interact with management. By the same token, I do think that we should, and it can come in a subsequent motion. So I'm not saying that I'll vote for this motion. You should know that. But I do think that, having said that and having heard our concerns, is that the next step, if something has been in three months, that there be something more concrete, so you walk in with a proposal, okay, this didn't happen, and so, then you go to that next level.
And I call a question. Discussion. We're over time.
Is there any objection to ending discussion? We'll do public comment before
the vote. Yeah,
but we'll just to end the discussion. Any objection to ending discussion?
Yeah.
Do you have any objection?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am in full support of this protocol. Is to set precedent that we have been functioning without all our limbs attached to our bodies for way too long. The slaves, when they were told to wait, what did they do? What did they do? Tell me, Fred.
What is your question?
The slaves, when they were asked to wait for freedom, what did they do, Fred? You have a tongue? Okay. So, we have got to do what we've got to do.
What did they do?
They rebelled.
Therefore, we need to do what we need to do to get our house in order, especially because no permanent GM has come in, especially because we want to lay the ground for that new person. So we don't have the same BS that continues to happen at our station across the network. And if this is a model that does work, then I want to see it replicated across the network. It took me many years to even convince them, the board members, that they were part of the family. All of a sudden, every day I hear, the network, the family. You know how many years it took for people working at the station and at the local station board to recognize that they were part of the family? They always operated as though they were very unique and very alone, and that KPFK could do whatever they could want. No, we are a family. Thank you.
Thank you.
I belong to a religion where you don't bring in a member unless they're family. No one gets paid in my religion. We hire outsiders, we pay outsiders. No one in the family gets paid. I have never been paid in this religion. That's our problem. We're a jobs program. I drive Mr. Abelson's car. He can't stand the fact that what he spent 15, 20 years of his life turned into a jobs program. You can't get rid of anybody in that station. It was obvious in 2003, when we invaded Iraq, that we were on a roll. We went up to 23 effective full-time employees. We're still stuck there.
Right.
We're not in the munition business anymore.
Right.
There's no war in the American mind, and we still are stuck at 23 employees to tell the tale.
Right.
We're also stuck with completely antique air conditioning that was antique when I walked in the station in 2000. It's still antique, and it's costing us $40,000 a year to run that junk, and we don't have the will to do anything about it. And we're selling our sideband for $10,000 a month, and we don't even know it. And on top of that, the front door still doesn't latch, which is the highest security issue we've ever had. We've always had it in the 15 years I've been in that station. All the cameras in the world won't keep our security. I don't know what they do, but they don't make us secure.
Right.
And that's wasted money.
Thank you.
I would greatly appreciate a discussion by the board members of the actual state in words as opposed to numbers of the New York station and the D.C. station. And also, comment to the manager report, that one of the recent ones, I asked if the current, now ex-manager, could possibly institute a program, a firm program of bequests and wills and something that might even work into annuities for those of us who are, many of us are getting older, and I think that could be common, at least an income source, if not an income generating on a permanent basis. And it should be done, I think, at the national level with professional people that know what they're doing. And you don't have to invent the wheel over again. You can go to somebody like the ACLU and see what they do and pattern our attempts after what we know works, what they know works. There are many, many organizations that do that. Americans United, ACLU, Amnesty International, and many others do long programs where they have their members give bequests. In some cases, they get cash ahead and from the bequest, and then they work out some repayment or gradual absorption of it.
We have a motion tonight about that.
Okay, but the manager gave me the impression that it was in place and operating, and I'm wondering if that is really the case or if this was just a comment. And I also have the feeling that what's going on in New York and D.C. may have some pointers for us. Things that work there to get them out of the hole may be useful here. So I would like to know what they've been doing to dig themselves out of the hole.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Van Dicker. I think that I'm sitting here listening and I'm trying to take the lead, and I first start listening to TPFK. I think TPFK has really lost focus on what they came, what they were all about. And that was about the energy, going back to the community, finding out what goes on in there, talking to the people inside the community. These guys have gone into being, we're just that much short of being a corporation, pretty much right now, the way we think of it. Okay? It's all about money. It's everything about money. If you have to cut, whatever you have to do, whatever's necessary to keep the station on air, do that. Okay? But the thing of it is, stay focused on what KPFC is all about. The whole Pacific is all about. Okay? And that's about the energy, the people. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Over the years, there have been many meetings, various stuff, the board, of the whole community. We used to have what we called all station meetings. The last one was about a decade ago that Mark Shove put on. It was a very good one at the Onion in the Valley. I remember it clearly. The last one we ever had where everybody who was interested was invited. Mm-hmm. Staff, board, community. Not a good idea. The same thing happened at our town hall. The town hall we had was the Masonic Lodge. Not a good idea. But the point is, There isn't a setting of priorities and by feasibility and a follow-up. Priority, feasibility, follow-up. Over the years, I hate to say this, but the need for communication and coordination among board, staff, management is very difficult because people come and go, especially at the management and the board level.
Right.
And you can understand why the staff often said, my God, leave us alone.
Right.
But the board needs to take some energy, some initiative, and exercise it to create better communication so we can sort out some of these ideas and try them out and follow up. And whether it's an interim manager or not is irrelevant. I don't think it being an interim, whether it's a month or 3 years, should make a difference. If you're in that position, you ought to carry out the function. And the function is to really manage, and part of that is coordination and doing the best you can from all sources. So I think both can. And Lauren have good ideas. Nothing wrong with it. The thing is to communicate it, try to coordinate with the others, and to follow up, to implement it, try it out. And one quick footnote, some years ago, about a decade ago, KPFT asked for and got permission to try to get local businesses to advertise on the station. Well, it didn't work out.
Thank you.
It didn't say it couldn't, but it has been tried.
Thank you. We're at time on this item. Public comment? We'll go back to the vote.
The general manager shall hold a public meeting to solicit fundraising ideas for both station staff and the office.
No, that's dumb.
It's up to the strike the language at the general manager and the staff and say that the local station board shall convene a process of strategic study and discussion regarding...
Okay, do that again very slowly. How much of this thing am I striking out?
Okay, I'll send it to you. But basically, it deletes all the language about asking the general manager, staff, and programmers. It's just the LSB will convene and do all their stuff, have all these great ideas and write them up and give them to the GM. It will not, it violates the bylaws to ask the general manager to ask us to do anything with staff or programmers. So, pardon?
Well, I'm
lost.
I hope I get it.
I will send it to you.
So it's not addressed to anybody in
this? Right. It's a motion from the LSB for the LSB to take action to form a committee of its own to think of all these ideas that are all listed in here.
we'll fast track it. You don't have to read it.
Okay. If you are,
well, you have it.
You are in favor.
Copy of the motion.
If you're in favor of the substitute motion to strike the language with the address to the general manager and to the staff, please raise your hand if you're in favor of the substitute motion. One, two, three, four. Yes. All those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Opposed? Abstention? Two. Motion fails. Substitute motion fails. So we're back to the original motion. My whole motion. If you are in favor of the Michael's motion, please raise your hand. The finance committee motion. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yes. No. One, two, three, four. No. Abstention. One. The motion carries. Our next item is a governance committee report.
Point of information. Aren't these other two motions?
We're out of time in the finance committee. We'll bring it up next time.
We're on to the governance committee.
Dr. Winkler left an ask if I would keep the motion from the governance committee, so I'll do so. Move that the local station board create a special development task force, senior participation group, from volunteers with development expertise. The task force shall coordinate its efforts with station management. The development task force will assist in designing and implementing a campaign for greater off-air fundraising for the station, with the goal of reducing the number of days spent in on-air fundraising by at least a week a year beginning in fiscal year 2015. This will include a sustained membership campaign, a major donor campaign, grant writing efforts for specific station activities such as training, an investigation of appropriate and remunerative community events, a crowdfunding strategy, and concerted efforts to obtain bequests, and the inclusion of KPFK listeners' wills. The task force will make recommendations on a capital campaign for physical and technical improvements, for making the building physically accessible, securing a parking lot, and monetizing its use, upgrading the storage facilities, etc. It will promote directed giving for specific projects and production, for example, the news department, interns, and training program, donation cups for each individual show on the website or some variant thereof, etc.
Online.
The development task force will also investigate and try to adapt and recommend the adoption of the best practices of other Pacific stations in this regard, which was passed by the governance committee on February 17th.
I just have a simple question. There was a change in the first line, right? That from the
We added the language of the task force on coordinated efforts with station management.
No, I mean you changed the name instead of.
In the discussion at the governance meeting, it was suggested we say task force rather than committee to avoid any confusion. It's not an LSC committee that meant that it's a task force inviting participation from, as you said, on the public comments, outside volunteers with development expertise.
Okay, Fred, anything?
Here. Again, I think it relates to the prior point. Everybody, all of us, want to solve problems. We may not exist if we don't solve problems. But if we don't pay attention to processes in terms of planning processes, saying exactly what you're doing, relating it to resources, you don't provide some management structure. You're not going to get accountability, and you're going to be running hither and yon. I thought that when we looked at developing some commonality of thinking here and certain majorities on this and other bodies, we were talking about putting in place a governance structure. I think we're focusing on solving problems, nothing wrong with it, but this is not a planning process. This is not something that can deal with issues of how big our tent is and what our priorities are. It's not even something that can keep track of what we're sending people off to do today and tomorrow. We haven't had discussion here. We haven't mined our internal resources as to how to do this. I think it's a shame. I think it's disappointing. I think the same problem will vitiate this initiative. It's a list of common sense stuff without a structure within which to manage it. Make any kind of
Yeah, the same objection to this that, and I would take out, in fact, I'm going to make a substitute motion that this, the LSC create a development task force and, you know, come up with all the ideas that you want, but not coordinate its efforts with station management. Station management has enough to do with running the radio station. They do not want to have anything to do with the LSC. You know, I'm sorry. It's just a waste of time for them. And I think it's inappropriate for us to request them to do this. Also, as to governance structure, our governance committee is to govern ourselves. It is not to govern management or the station. We don't do that. That's not what a board is supposed to do.
Thank you.
It's supposed to provide oversight, which has been sorely lacking for the last several years.
Thank you.
That's
So I know it could, these kinds of things can go south without structure and without a plan, but they can also emerge within, depending on who's on the committee, quite frankly, mm-hmm. as to develop a structure that then is ongoing. So having been the person that came up with the personnel committee on the national board level is actually pretty structured now. It's like you take the things and you don't just problem solve, but you create processes for the rest of the foundation to conduct its evaluations or to conduct its searches, or at least that's what it's structured to do. And so I think in the same sense, if you have people with expertise, and I think that what I like about this particular proposal is that it specifies that. Mm-hmm. And so you're looking with the people with the expertise who come out of processes that make the situation work. So that if this is a successful model, it is critical for that to be exported or as a model for the rest of the foundation as well if it's successful. In terms of structure, strategic planning, you can't have this fundraising and all of these ideas come to fruition without some kind of strategic planning. And I think that actually this is a fertile ground for it, because it's going to be the place where you can harness what already exists. We used to have folios for a bequest, and I'm having to go to KPFA, for example, if I volunteer for this, go to KPFA to get the one that they use, but we used to use it here, but I have been unable to dig those out locally. Every station used to have something that the national office used to have. And so we have lost that. It's already ready-made. But you have a process by which you establish this, because if we don't, we cannot rely on the on-air fundraising. And that's it. So I support the motion.
We are at time for that meeting, so we need to take a vote. So if you are in favor of Kim substitute.
How about
it down?
No, we've got come on. Same issue. Just want to get on the record.
Okay.
Sorry.
If you are in favor of Kim substitute motion,
which just takes out all, you know, time-consuming requirements or requests from the general manager or management.
Can you forward me that?
Yeah.
If you are in favor of Kim substitute motion, can you please raise your hand? 1, 2, 3. Yes. If you oppose, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oppose. Abstention. 1, 2, 3. Are you voting?
Yes.
4 abstentions.
Yes, the 3. No, the 6.
So substitute motion failed. Go back to the main motion. You are in favor of the governance committee motion, can you please raise your hand if you're in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. If you are opposed to the governance committee motion, 1, 2, 3, abstentions. 1, 2, 3, 4, abstentions. The motion carries. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Doesn't it need a second?
I need another reminder. I just looked, but I have to have my post-it
up. Oh, that's important.
I know. I'm calling my dad. No, but that's funny. I'm scared.